Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. As every month we hear that wonderful music, it means that our friends from the Hastings area YMCA are here. Tracy Sphinx is here. She is the Forever Well coordinator, and she so enjoys her work at the Hastings area Y. Busy time of year.
We see the holidays sometimes as being busy for us individually, and I see it as an opportunity to make changes before the new year.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah. So we have a fantastic sale going right now. Pay $1. And there's no dues for your membership until January of 2026.
Oh, my goodness. So 2 months free.
Yeah. You can start your fitness journey right now and get in that healthy routine. There's no reason to wait. Everyone says, oh, I'll wait till after the holidays. Why wait? Why not start with 1 or 2 days a week? And you'll feel better. It helps with stress, anxiety, just so many things that, you know, help us feel better when we put some healthy routines into our everyday life.
So if we wanted to take advantage of this, Tracy, how would we go about doing it?
Well, you can come into our branch, 85 Pleasant Drive, and get a tour. That's a great way to start, is to get a tour of our facility so you see all the wonderful things we have going on. We have a pool with a hot tub and sauna. We have a full-size gymnasium. We have a fitness center where all the treadmills and weight equipment are, and then free classes that are included in your membership. Everything from cycling classes to yoga, Pilates, just so many choices. There's something for everyone. And so it's a great opportunity to not have to think about going out and buying some weights or what is the routine I'm going to do today. You just go in and do it, and then it's done. And you can do it at the beginning or end of running errands. Just tag it on and get it done.
And do you find that's what a lot of people do, that they stop in and then they do the rest of their errands for the day?
I do. I have a lot of people tell me as they're leaving, I hear that most often, that, oh, I'm going to stop at the grocery store and pick up groceries on my way home, or run to the post office or whatever their errand is. I think making the most of that trip is important. And as we get into the colder months, I think it's important to have routines to keep us moving, because, you know, we want to be safe in the winter and we want to be able to be mobile and keep ourselves from falling and slipping. And, you know, those things happen anyways. But how much more resilient are we going to be if we work on strengthening our bodies before it happens?
So again, if we want to take advantage of this, pop in, or can we do this online?
Yes, online is always an option, but I find that one-on-one, that personal piece of it, is so much more, because you can ask questions and there's a human being. You know, we need to really think about getting that personal touch back into our relationships and that community piece where we have eye contact with someone, because it means so much more than looking at a computer screen. I have nothing against computers, but I just think that human interaction is so good for our soul, for our minds, and to see things with our own eyes. Can you look at a picture of the things we offer? Yes, but it's not the same as when you walk in and you see people exercising and using the equipment. It really helps to get you motivated to use it and, you know, join in.
Well, that's great. So again, that is going on now through when?
Through the end of December.
Okay, I love it.
So $1 to join, and then January 1st is when you pay dues starting. So, and that information, we have that at our membership desk, our welcome desk. You can also call and ask for information if you just want to set up an appointment so you know that there's someone available to walk you through and give you a tour. I do tours myself with folks when I'm not teaching classes. So yeah, we're all happy to show people our space because we're really proud of it.
And Tracy, how long would we allot for this tour?
Well, we walk through the building, so depending on your ability to walk, we do have an elevator to go up to our second floor where our fitness equipment is. It probably takes 15 to 20 minutes if you stop and look at some things and kind of learn about each area. I like to walk through our locker rooms as well and show people our lockers that have self-locking locks, so you don't have to bring a padlock along for the men's and women's locker rooms, which is really handy to not have to tote so many things along. And they're very generous lockers, so you can bring a duffel bag with a change of clothes. Our showers are nice. We have hair dryers if you need to dry your hair in the winter before heading back home. It's just nice to have a big spacious facility to do that. In fact, we had someone just join recently who said that was kind of what made them switch over from a different place to us, is because they could just take a shower and head out for the rest of the day and be done. So that was nice. And then you're not getting, you know, into your car all sweaty if you have somewhere else to go. That's a nice option also.
So again, the YMCA, it's a dollar right now
to join
mm-hmm. and then no dues until January 1st.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is a really good deal. It's a huge savings. Yeah.
Well, good.
We also have, for folks that are interested in learning how to play pickleball, it is still a big thing.
Sure is.
It really is.
And now we can move inside, I guess.
Yeah. And we have all ages playing. And so that's really amazing too, to see so many people actively playing a fun game. We have some people that are more competitive to others. And most people are really friendly, letting new folks join in and kind of teaching them the skills and the rules of the game. I recently started playing again. I played years and years ago, and it's been really fun learning from seasoned people, you know, giving us tips, my husband and I, tips and tricks and different things to help our skills improve that we can practice when we're playing against each other. So that's been really fun. And then that social piece of doing something, you know, I remember years ago, bowling was a big thing for me. I loved going bowling, but you know, this is something new and different. Mm-hmm. And it is pretty much year round if you can find places. And we do have scheduled times at the YMCA for our pickleball players, which is really nice. And they just take turns letting folks in. You know, you have like a little racket holder that kind of has, oh, these two people are the next ones to come in and play the winners or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that they have that rotation.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is. Yeah. So we have lessons starting. Classes run from November 10th to February 16th. And we have some flyers around. You can scan a QR code to register for that, or you can stop by and register. We have beginner lessons on Monday mornings at 11:15, and then intermediate lessons at noon. And those are 45-minute lessons with someone that's an instructor. And I think it's really fun to learn the skills from seasoned people that know the correct way to do things, because you can play with people that really are just playing, you know, without knowing the rules, you know, that you have to do an underhand hit and so forth, you know, instead of overhand, because you don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to lose any teeth. Yeah.
So, well, what is going on in your Forever Well group?
Oh, in my Forever Well world. Well, I am going to be taking a little leave for a knee replacement. And so I have a team of people that are going to be helping me out for about 6 weeks. First Friday, we always do Pi Day. So we have that every month. And I have volunteers that bring pies, volunteers that serve pie, bring ice cream, and make coffee for me. So that is going to be continuing in my absence, which is fantastic. I also have volunteers that make crafts with our folks for our arts and craft time. So we have some volunteers doing some cute turkey crafts in November. And so folks that want to participate in that, we have a sign up on our bulletin board at the YMCA. You can also call and have one of our welcome desk folks write your name on that list if there's spots available. We do have limited space, so it's important to get signed up early for those things. We also started early this summer a healthy lifestyle group. It's just a support group. We had a dietitian, a registered dietitian, come in September and talk to us about our diet and how important it is to get all the different nutrients from food rather than just relying on supplements. You can still take supplements, but you know, we are able to ask a lot of questions about what different foods have different nutrients that our body needs and how that can support our health even better, because it's absorbed better when it's through whole foods. you know?
Right.
So that was great. I know that the YMCA of the North also has registered dietitians that you can schedule through our app if you want to work one-on-one with someone and come up with a nutrition plan that's individualized for yourself. They do that virtually as well, which is really handy that you don't have to drive somewhere. And so I think it's a great thing to figure out what your body needs individually, that if you do have something like diabetes or different health issues, mm-hmm. that you work with someone that can give you some good suggestions for food replacements that might help you and that your body can absorb in a way that's natural. I think that's really important.
So is this group kind of a starting point for that, you think?
You know, our group is more of a support group.
Oh, okay.
We talk about some things that we find online, like portions, eating the colors of the rainbow. We talk about shopping. How do we shop, you know, looking at labels, and how do we modify recipes to make them healthier? A lot of people like quick and easy, but is that always the healthiest choice? So we just have some really good discussions about that. And then we have guest speakers that come in and talk to us, like our registered dietitian did last month. And that, I thought that was really good. And mm-hmm. a lot of people enjoyed that. So that will continue to happen too in the coming year as our group grows and we get more speakers that can come in and talk to us about these different nutrition things and health topics. So we are continuing our lunch bunch as well, which is important for our mental health, our social time. And we've got a volunteer that will be hosting our lunch bunch in November on the 18th. And we're going to be heading to Dougherl's in Hastings. And our friend Joyce is going to be hosting that. So that is going to be a fun time. There's also a sign up for that. And folks can find our newsletter online with all this information under the Forever Well tab. It's ymcaofthenorth.org, and the Forever Well tab has all the newsletters from our YMCAs in the Twin Cities. So it's very helpful to check on there for all the information. It will tell you how to participate, what the dates are and times, and all the important information. We also have a Forever Well balance class. We've seen a lot of people benefiting from working on their balance in addition to their regular workout. It's not meant to be the only thing they do, but a supplement to their regular routine. So you still have to get your walking in or your strength training. This is just something additional that gives us some more practice of strengthening and standing up tall. So really great class on Mondays and Wednesdays at 1, and it's only 30 minutes. So it's a great way to get that extra something in. We have for new members, so if you do decide to join, free fitness assessment. So you meet with a personal trainer one-on-one to talk about what your goals are. Sometimes just talking about your goals. What are your goals? Well, let's see. I want to work on weight loss or upper body strength, or, you know, my legs are really tired. What can I do to, you know, help the circulation? You know, they'll talk to you about all those goals and give you suggestions where to start, because sometimes getting started is the hardest part.
For sure.
And so we also have in-body testing, which shows the muscle content in your body and your limbs and your core. And sometimes that's interesting to see too, like, well, maybe my right leg is weaker than my left leg. Well, how can I improve the strength in that one leg? Maybe we're going to do some leg presses with a single leg instead of both legs. You know, they'll give you all these suggestions, and then they'll show you how to use the tools, which is really nice, because sometimes we don't even know how to use the equipment, and so they'll educate us on that as well. Really valuable thing, and it's free when you join, or even if it's been a while since you've had an assessment, you can always meet with someone, and they'll reassess you.
That's great.
It is great. It really is. And then I also, every month, I do balance assessments, so if people want to see if they're at risk for falls or if they've recently had a fall, we can do a balance assessment and figure out, you know, where is the missing link? What do we need to work on to improve that so that we don't have falls, or strengthen our bodies so our risk is lower to having falls? And there's many different ways that we can do exercises to help improve that. And one of them is the balance class.
Oh, tell us more.
That's one of them. So I also give a handout to people. So online, you can find a lot of different handouts, but I actually give a piece of paper that has these same balance exercises, a lot of them that we do in the balance class, that people can practice at home. And the more you do them, the higher your chances are to improve your balance and your strength. So really important for us. Continuing on, we have our coffee and chat Monday and Wednesday mornings, our board game group. We have some fun line dancing and cardio drumming, some really fun classes. I always encourage people to try something new that challenges not only their body, but their mind. And our classes are free with their membership, so why not give it a try? Show up about 10 minutes early, tell the instructor you're new to the class, bring some water so you can stay hydrated. If you perspire like I do, bring a little towel along. It's always helpful not to have sweat in your eyes. That is one of my biggest pet peeves. So, yeah. So you want to be comfortable and know that it's not going to be perfect. Sometimes classes are not pretty and it's okay. It's okay to make mistakes.
And it's fun, I think, to find something that you are going to stick with.
Yeah, yeah. And how will you ever know if you like a class if you don't try it?
For sure.
And so it's always worth a try and to do it a couple of times. Sometimes the first time you try something, there might be hiccups, maybe even the second time. But the more our muscles do something over and over again, our muscle memory kicks in and it gets better and better the more we do anything. Riding bike, anything like that. The more you practice, the better you get at things. So we do have holiday hours for November and December. So make sure you check online for those holiday postings, different hours with New Year's as well. All of our classes are listed online as well. And again, a little bit of everything for all people. Line dancing, dance classes, body pump, and different types of yoga. There's gentle yoga, regular yoga, flow yoga, chair yoga. I mean, there is really something for everyone. And then, of course, our safety topic. We hate to say the S word, but the snow is coming and right. we want to be prepared. And so we have a guide in here that says walk like a penguin. So when there is slippery surfaces, take smaller steps and shuffle like a penguin to help prevent big falls.
Great advice.
Yeah. And we had a fantastic turnout for our octogenarian celebration in October. Our newsletter has some great pictures of people that were able to enjoy our 80 plus year old population. We have several people that are over 90 years old at our facility. It's amazing. And the why is a part of that. And we're really happy that people are able to continue living on their own at home, driving and, you know, staying active and doing everyday functions because they come to the Y and do the work.
So great to see you. You're such an inspiration and best of luck with your upcoming surgery. We're going to miss you. We'll be thinking about you. Tracy Spinks is the Forever Well coordinator. It's better to wear out than rust out, right?
Good luck.
Thanks.
You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth with our friends from the YMCA on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.